Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sunup. The Daily Sunup podcast is a conversation with the Colorado Sun. See our trust indicators at coloradosun.com/ethics. It's Friday, June 21st. Today, we're talking to Colorado Sun environmental reporter Michael Booth about an upcoming event he's moderating, Climate Change Hits Home. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Pinnacle Assurance, Colorado's leading provider of workers' compensation insurance. Pinnacle provides caring protection that Colorado businesses can rely on as they expand across the country. From finance to robotics and Arizona to Orlando, Pinnacle's nationwide coverage goes wherever Colorado businesses grow. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. On this day, 1997, the Denver Public Library drew international attention when it hosted the Summit of the Eight. Leaders from the world's top economies, including the newly added Russia, gathered in Denver. The event transformed downtown into a high-security zone, with President Bill Clinton staying at the Brown Palace Hotel. The summit featured dinners at the Governor's Mansion and historic homes, Western fare at the Fort Restaurant, and entertainment by musicians and Native American dancers. Despite an ambitious agenda, the summit was deemed a success, with diplomats praising Denver's hospitality. The summit table remains on display at the library, commemorating the event's importance to the city's reputation. Before we continue, the Colorado Sun is partnering with multiple news outlets across the state to understand what is driving Coloradans this election year. What issues do you care about most as we head into the 2024 election? Let us know by filling out our survey at coloradosun.com/votervoices. Next, our feature story.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Daily Sunup podcast, and happy Friday. Thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us before kicking off your weekend. My name is Christina Pritchett, and I'm the Marketing and Events Specialist for the Colorado Sun. I'm really excited to be here with environmental reporter Michael Booth talking about an upcoming event he's moderating, Climate Change Hits Home, presented by AAA Colorado. Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, Christina. Thanks for helping us preview this topic. I think a lot of people are going to be interested.
For sure. I know I'm definitely interested in hearing what our speakers are going to talk about. But just jumping right in, I know this is a new topic that we haven't really focused on event-wise before at the Colorado Sun, correct?
Yes, it's combining environmental reporting, consumer reporting, what we've been doing for the past year with our High Costs of Colorado series, where people are getting hit with these crazy inflationary bills that just really do change their daily lives because it's something they have to pay for. So insurance is certainly part of that. And it's the increases have gotten to the point where it does affect people's budgets and daily lives. And so we just want to make sure that at the Sun, we continue to reflect what's happening in people's lived experience and the challenges they face. And the environmental challenges are now showing up in their pocketbooks. So that's kind of the main idea.
Perfect. Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of really great information and stats that people don't really even know or even like thought could even think about. So can you walk me through the event a little bit? Where did the idea come from? And what can people expect to hear from during this virtual event?
One thing that we've been trying to do at the Sun overall with our environmental coverage and with our climate change coverage is talk about, okay, well, how does it actually affect people's lives? And in Colorado, it happens in a couple of ways. When it's hotter, we get more ozone days. That does affect people's daily health. They actually have to worry about whether they're going to take the dog for a walk, whether they're going to go jogging, whether their kids who might have asthma are going to be exposed to ozone. So that's one way it affects people. But also we want to keep an eye out for how it's affecting people's pocketbooks and their budgets every month. And people are hearing from all over the world what the costs of climate change are. And the actual cost for the homeowner and the car owner is now in insurance. They're hearing about it from Florida, where people cannot get hurricane insurance. They cannot get homeowners insurance. And so the state of Florida has become one of the largest insurers, if not the largest insurer of homes in Florida, because there's no other way people can get it. They've become the insurer of last resort because the people's policy premiums, if they can get one, are going up 50%, 100%, or their insurance company just says, we're not writing policies in Florida at all. And people think, oh, okay, well, that's just a Florida problem. But no, it's not. Everybody who went through the Marshall Fire has seen homeowners increases since then. has seen how this is going to affect Colorado. Anybody living in a wildland urban interface, it might be that their insurance company says, nope, we're not writing policies in your area at all anymore. Or if they do stick around, they find out from their HOA, well, our HOA bill of insurance for this condo complex, say in rural Jefferson County or in Summit County, went from $100,000 a year, which we could all split up, to $500,000 or even $1 million. We've heard from people on our own staff that HOAs are sometimes seeing premium increases of 1,000%. And that's not that unusual right now because of fire danger. People who are owning cars in Colorado have always had to deal with hail insurance claims. And those have hit home so much in the last few years as we have more extreme weather incidents because of climate change. That means more hail incidents. We're all used to, from mid-May to mid to late June in Colorado, making that scramble late in the afternoon of maybe we go need to drive our relatively new car through under an underpass or into the parking garage. Do we choose between running out and saving the tomatoes or running out and saving the car, throwing a blanket over the car or some other kind of protection for the car? And as a result, the insurance companies are seeing huge claims from hail, huge claims from fire insurance. Now, we can argue about whether they are being fair and whether they are being prudent enough in their costs. But the fact is that the state regulators know how much the insurance companies are losing on hail claims and fire claims, and they know that the damages are going very high. We see it in California, but Colorado has the second highest number of homes in wildfire danger compared to right after California. And so those increases are all showing up in people's budgets. And we wanted to gather some experts to talk about what we're seeing on the ground in Colorado with insurance premiums, how much of it can be attributed to climate change, extreme weather, and what the insurance companies and what the state are doing about it, if anything.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this event. Even just as you were talking about some of those topics, like I think half the homes in my neighborhood have gotten new roofs over the last few months from hail damage. And then even just last week, I was in the office and people were scrambling to move their cars because there was hail threatening to come. And so I think that even just as you're saying that, and we were talking about how people are affected, I think talking about this just shows different ways that everyone is affected by these things happening. And you don't even really think about it until someone says, oh, well, you know, how many times have you moved your car? Try to like you said, are we saving the tomatoes or are we moving our car and vice versa? So
I just got a homeowner's notice for my own premium and they want to raise it 57%. And that's crazy. And it gets into hundreds or thousands of dollars for some homes when you're raising premiums that much. And of course, I'm going to have an insurance broker try to look around. First of all, go to the insurance company and say, you didn't even offer me an explanation. Why are you raising it that much? And then look around for other companies that might insure us for less. And that's what we recommend everybody do. But this is happening to people every day. And it's great, yes, when the insurance company is responsive after you've had a hail. They come and write you a check for $30,000 to fix your roof. But it's not free money. Sooner or later, either because we have pooled risk in Colorado or because your insurance company says, hey, you filed two claims in the last 3 years, we're not going to insure you anymore, or your insurance is going up 50, 60%, maybe even 100% for your home. So information we want to offer people from the Sun is some expertise and gather this group of people who can talk about it, explain why this is happening, and give some people tips about what they might be able to do about it.
Yeah. So speaking of those experts, do you mind telling us about who you're bringing onto the virtual stage? I know you always have a great lineup of speakers who are experts about the topics. So I know you'll have some really great people lined up.
Well, we hope that our members appreciate this and people who are going to sign up for the free event, by the way, always free, and it'll be online and people can sign up and show up for our live launch or watch it later. But because of the Sun's reputation and the Sun's expertise in other fields, we get good people to show up, whether it's the governor, whether it's our top legislators, whether it's experts in almost any field from healthcare to social services. So for this event, we got the state insurance commissioner, Michael Conway, who has been steeped in this stuff all along, but especially more high profile since the Marshall Fire, a couple of $1 billion event. And the homeowners who are rebuilding in the Marshall Fire area themselves have to try to get insurance. And then everybody in a wildland urban interface in Colorado saw their premiums go up because of the Marshall Fire claims. Michael Conway's had to deal with that, had to work with the insurance companies, try to keep things affordable for people, try to help people get information about how they can switch insurance companies if necessary or replace their insurance company. So he's going to be great. We have Carol Walker from the Rocky Mountain Insurance Industry Association, which is a trade group for those big insurance companies. And Carol has a huge amount of experience, has been doing this for decades in Colorado. When there's a huge hailstorm, when there's a big fire, Carol is the one who has to go talk to the public on behalf of the insurance companies, explain both in an emergency situation, how they can get information, how they can file claims, how they can get better service. She's kind of the liaison between the public and the insurance companies. She takes a lot of anger from premium increases and from the public and has to take that back to the insurance companies and talk to them, explain that they need to do a better job explaining to the public and providing services. But she's also very good at explaining how insurance world works to the general public and explain to people that, yes, when a large number of people, when thousands of people are filing hail claims, then that has to get paid somehow. And the insurance companies, yes, are trying to make a profit, but there's many cases these days lately where they're not making a profit. They're losing money on claims. And the reinsurance market, as she explains it, where the insurance companies go for themselves to get insurance in case they have a big event, the reinsurance market has collapsed. And Carol's going to explain to us why that affects Colorado premiums and people's ability to get insurance. And our third guest is going to be Doug Heller from the Consumer Federation of America. So he's going to represent very strongly the consumer point of view, talk about how Colorado might be different in good or bad ways from other states. Doug is based in California. He's seen the wildfire claims in California and the impact there. And he's going to talk about things from a consumer point of view and ask questions and offer challenges to both Michael Conway and Carol Walker and the insurance industry about what they're doing. He thinks they could do things better, protect consumers better. So we're going to have all that discussion. I'll be moderating, and we'll be using some of the great consumer questions we've already got. We've already gotten some great things that we've let people on our panel know that they're in for these questions and they're ready for it. And we're happy to take more after people hear this podcast. And maybe you can offer the place where they should be sending their questions if they have more.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think our Colorado Sun readers and Daily Sun Up listeners always have really great questions. So to submit questions for this event, you can just email question@coloradosun.com. And I'll make sure that email is in the show notes as well. But thank you so much, Mike, for all of that. I think it's going to be a really great event. I'm really excited to listen to our experts you're bringing on. And I think it's going to be really informative for our Colorado Sun readers, Daily Sun Up listeners. So thank you.
It's going to be great. It's one of the biggest fixed costs that people have. If you want to own a home in Colorado or a condo, you need to have insurance. If you want to own a car in Colorado and drive a car in Colorado, you need to have insurance. And with these costs going up, it's a daily fixation for a lot of people. So we're hoping we can help people out.
Yeah, I think you definitely will. So to tune in, visit coloradosun.com/events and register for free. The event will be virtual on July 9th at 6 p.m. We have a lot of great events on the horizon at the Colorado Sun, so you can join our event newsletter. That's free. It's monthly, and that is on that same page. I'll make sure the link is in our show notes as well. And don't forget to join us in September at SunFest 2024, where Mike will be hosting a really exciting event. So thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you all have a really great weekend.
You can read more at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. As the Sundance Film Festival ponders a new home, officials in Boulder have made a pitch to get the famed Utah Festival. A one-time grant of $1.5 million was delivered to a coalition in Boulder working to bring the festival to Colorado for 10 years beginning in 2027. Sundance Film Festival has been hosted in Park City, Utah since 1985, but in recent years, locals and festival goers alike have been grumbling about the cost and accessibility of visiting a high-end mountain town in the middle of winter. Three teachers at a Denver school who say they were sexually abused by special needs students for months are suing the school. A lawsuit accuses the Laridon School, which serves students with severe behavioral issues, of ignoring employees' requests for help with abusive kids. The women, recent college graduates who were passionate about working with special needs children, said that for months they endured being groped, grabbed, and choked at the nonprofit school in North Denver. Laridon officials say they are disappointed with the suit and say the women have greatly mischaracterized the school's response. Colorado tribes want to offer online sports betting at their casinos, but their tax status has some people worried that allowing the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain tribes to offer remote wagering might siphon revenue away from Colorado water projects. Because tribes are sovereign nations, they are exempt from paying state taxes. The state says if tribes allow remote sports betting operations to relocate on tribal land, it too would be exempt from taxation, shrinking the revenue collected for water programs statewide. In November, a proposition will ask voters to allow the state to keep more of the revenue generated by sports gaming. For more information on all of these stories, visit our website, coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again next time. Now, a quick message from our team.
This is Michael Booth.
And this is John Ingold. We cover health and climate here at the Colorado Sun.
Every week, John and I work together to send out a newsletter to our premium members called The Temperature.
In this newsletter, we share our latest reporting about health and climate and how they intersect, issues like forever chemicals, healthcare's rising costs, and the lingering effects of the pandemic. The Temperature is one of our weekly newsletters available to members at the premium level.
To sign up, head to coloradosun.com/join. Not only will you be able to sign up for The Temperature and our other premium newsletters, but you'll be supporting the Colorado Sun as a member, and thanks for doing that.